Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Welcoming on to the show Mzwandile Masina, who is ANC NEC member, to reflect on the passing of Ambassador Nathi Mteto. Thank you very much for talking to us. A very good evening to you.
Thank you, Pamela. Much appreciated. Welcoming to the listeners of KFM.
How does the ANC reflect on this passing?
Firstly, the ANC would like to express its condolences on the passing of the former member of the National Executive Committee, our current ambassador of South Africa to France, and we are deeply saddened by this tragic loss. As you would know, that currently details are sketchy. The family is en route to France, and we're hoping that they will be interacting together with government, with law enforcement agencies, to get to the bottom of what would have happened to Comrade Nathi Mteto.
One of the things, though, that stands out and that everybody speaks of is his commitment to, you know, to really putting South Africa on the map where he was in France, and that in the short time that he's been there since 2023, there had really been a wonderful relationship that we had forged. Not that it wasn't there before, but he had done quite a bit diplomatically to really immerse us in our own right as the holders of number one history alongside with the French, and how much he committed himself to doing that.
Well, it's a very sad loss indeed, not just to the African National Congress, but to the people of South Africa. I think that in the diplomatic space, he had really done a lot of work, considering that this was his first posting abroad. And to really bridge the gap between ourselves and France, both in terms of our economic relation, but also social and cultural relations between the two countries. I actually had an opportunity recently when I joined the Deputy President in May, where we interacted with a huge delegation from South Africa, as well as a delegation from France, on a range of areas where there was a lot of potential relationships that were being forged between business to business, as well as government to government. I really think that we have lost a giant in that space who was really helping us to bring about, you know, closing the gap between the two countries.
Talk to us importantly about his contribution to the art scene in France.
Look, Comrade Nathi was dynamic. You know, his experience in government here in South Africa in the different fields of the police, arts and culture, gave him a very fair, you know, picture on how he should position the country abroad. But broadly in the movement, I think that the roles that he played, from political education into organizing in the union and the youth league, really gave him a proper picture about some of the key issues that are critical to advance if we're to reposition South Africa as an important player to countries like France. As you know, that we import a lot of talent, we export a lot of talent, I mean, to France, especially in the arts and culture sector and so on. And there's quite a lot of other dynamic relationships that have developed over time, which have been enhanced by him being the ambassador. I really think that we really have suffered a great deal as the country, and we hope that whoever will succeed him will continue on the path that has already been paved by him within a short space of time.
You know, obviously, Ambassador Nathi Mteto had a long history in the ANC, and I know it's still early days and those reflections will still come. But just off the top of your head, how do you think the ANC will reflect on his legacy as a whole?
What comes to mind is the younger generation from Comrade Nathi. When he was the national organizer of the youth league, I was in the youth league in the lower structures, I think at the level of the branch and the regional level. But generally, I think that what will come to mind when we think about him more than anything in politics, we think about him as a political commissar who was very invested in ensuring that political education is prioritized in the membership, especially the new recruits and those that have been around, just to make sure that we can understand, you know, the nature of the South African politics and why we are waging the struggle against colonialism and apartheid.
I really appreciate you talking to us. Mzondi Damascena, ANC NEC member, just reflecting on the passing of Nathi Mteto, who obviously was an ambassador in France, of South Africa. And that passing, obviously, as we've been told, quite untimely, and investigations are still underway. But our condolences go to his family and the ANC.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.